And this is Archie J with another edition of What Did Archie J Say on WBNQ.
The 4th of July is on the 4th of July, not a week before. Now, this was my complaint a few days ago, and I love the 4th of July just as much as the next American. We raise our glasses to celebrate America's special day that represents the Declaration of Independence and the birth of the United States of America as an independent nation. A day that we've turned into another chance to yet again throw a barbecue, hang out with our loved ones, have several drinks, and watch the fireworks. And I'm totally cool with all of that. But what I'm not totally cool with is you and your children setting off fireworks at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, June 28th. What sense does that make? I mean, for crying out loud, at least wait until July 1st. But even then, I still wouldn't recommend you doing that. I was minding my own business. I hopped into bed at 8 p.m., rolled over, and at 8:05, it felt like I was at the Magic World of Disney. Let me explain something to you. I wake up at 4 a.m., in order to wake up at 4 a.m., I have to go to bed by 8:30. And if I just so happen to miss that mark, well, then let's just say I will wake up no Julie Andrews. Now, when I was a kid, did I pop fireworks all night long and keep Mrs. Franklin up way past her bedtime? I sure did. And were my parents completely fine with me doing so? They sure were. But guess what? It was on the 4th of July, and Mrs. Franklin at least knew it was coming. I really hate to sound like the old prude here, but if we're just keeping it real, people have responsibilities. So take some responsibility for you and your offspring's actions and do us all a favor and just hold off until the 4th of July. And that's just my opinion. It should be yours too, actually. And that's all I had to say.
You feeling a little Julie Andrews this morning?
Today, yes, I feel Julie Andrews. Good. But earlier in the week, no.
No, not one little bit.